We're going to sing number 145 in Wings of Song, Sweep Over My Soul, 145.
So take a breath, a nice, deep breath. Inhale the reality of spirit, and so fitting for our service today. As you exhale, you dispel absolutely everything and anything that deters you, that holds you back, that holds you down from becoming the you that you are destined to become. And usually when we enter into meditation, we invite you to leave all of the debris, all of the garbage, all of the distractions in your life at the door. But today we embrace them. Today, we accept them. Accept them in the sense, not that we are anchored to them, not that they are things that we are confined to live with in our lives, but in the sense of blessing them, addressing them, and removing from them any further energy that controls us and defines us. Today is a day of surrender and rebuilding. Behold the newness in heaven and on earth. And so I invite you to go deep within your hearts. Take whatever might be hurtful or troubling, any angers, any resentments, anything in any area that sends you the message that you are not enough. And maybe this takes you all the way back to your childhood. In words that were spoken to you or actions directed toward you by parents, uncles, aunts, teachers, so many people in authority. It's time to let it go. Or maybe in the area of your job, where you go in and you're confronted every day with similar messages, different frustrations, a lack of appreciation that maybe is expressed to you far too often, and it's time to let it go. And maybe it's in your relationships with friends, acquaintances, with your significant other, both past relationships and present relationships, in which at least sometimes that same message that spoke to you of your smallness instead of your sacred, holy reality. When we go into meditation, ultimately what we are looking to embrace is the nothingness, the emptiness, the void. Because in that space of nothing is everything. In that space of nothing is the Christ. In that space of nothing is your true, keen, loving sense of self. And so this morning, we renounce any fear over anything that has ever cut us down. This morning, as we listen to this still small voice inside, we do so with a new set of ears, with a hearing that lacks, that refuses to pay any attention to those distractions other than to bless them and let them go. We release and we let go. There are absolutely no chains that bind us. And we are ready to embrace the void. We are ready to allow ourselves to be filled with nothing less than the Spirit of God. And so I ask you just to spend a moment or two in silence as you think about what it is that you are called to release on this day. Now gently, lovingly, I invite you to return to this physical space, to this room, to this sanctuary. And as you return with a readiness to take the next step. Symbolically, soon you will come forward. And so if you have not yet written on your piece of paper what it is that you want to let go of, that you want to release, I invite you to take a moment now and do that. And as we are about to engage in this burning bowl service, letting go of what does not serve us, we are truly grateful. And we say thank you, God, for this opportunity to come together today to support one another, to love one another as we take this significant step in our lives. And so it is. Amen. And so now, as you are ready, I invite you to come forward. We are all prepared. Fire extinguisher left, fire extinguisher right. And our children are rejoining us for this so that they may also participate along with their parents in our burning bowl ceremony and as we move forward into our white stone ceremony. Thank you.
gone. I couldn't help but wonder what had I done wrong. But though my heart was broken, there was no need to despair, 'cause a vessel must be open to put something better there. Into my empty hands, gently you poured new life for me. Yours is a perfect plan. The ups and the downs were meant to be. Now I understand. You need in my empty hands. So forgive me when I doubt it. I admit sometimes I do, or consider giving up, 'cause I cannot see the truth. I know I'll never go without it. Your deep and abiding love. Into my empty hands, gently you poured new life for me. Yours is a perfect plan. The ups and the downs were meant to be, and I cannot help but cry to think of the gifts you've given me. Now I understand. You need in my empty hands. Thank you for my empty hands. Daniel Namath.